Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for August 27th. From Job chapters 23 through 27, Job continues to pour out his agony. In this, he poses an interesting question. Why doesn't God have set times for judgment? In chapter 24, verse 1, there's such widespread injustice and human-caused misery. Why doesn't God deal with it in a way that we'd all see and could depend upon? Maybe it would prevent at least some of the evil for a while if heaven were to declare something like this. On the 25th of every sixth month, straight up noon, court will be called to session. All those who have been really bad will have to stand before the judge of all the earth and be held to account for their sins. Hear ye, and be warned. Job may lament that God charges no one with wrongdoing, as he does in chapter 25, verse 12. But what if God did? Would that really change things? Would that answer Job's troubles, or at least give him the satisfaction that he's not alone in these observations and that God does demonstrably see the plight of human beings because he responds to it in real time? More to the point, Job's original complaint is still with us through all the back and forth in this drama. In essence, he is saying, why am I suffering what is supposed to be the lot only of the wicked? Job responds to Eliphaz and Bildad, who have accused him of being an evil man. If I accept your premise, my friends and lousy counselors, I will have embraced falsehood, which I refuse to do. You say that these things have happened to me only because I've done some major sinning, for which you have no evidence, because only the wicked experience what I've been hit with. Therefore, I must be a thoroughgoing evil man. I will never admit that you are right. Till I die, I will not deny my integrity. I will maintain my righteousness and never let go of it. My conscience will not reproach me as long as I live. That said, Job continues, he will also cling to what he knows of God. God's behavior toward Job, in Job's mind, is out of character for God, or that God is acting in ways that don't line up with his plainly displayed righteousness. So Job would speak with God directly and pour out his complaint. Someday, who knows when? The drama continues tomorrow with Act 2, Scene 1.